Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, November 27th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Soul Care. And our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 29, which says, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In this in-between week, between the gathering and feasting of Thanksgiving and the start of the Advent season, in which we prepare and wait for the coming of the Christ child, it is a good time to think about our own soul care. In self-care, we often talk about the balance of caring for our bodies, our relationships, our families, and our work. Shifting our focus to soul care includes that same balance, but it's also something we receive from God and not something we can provide for ourselves, like self-care. Soul care includes both resting from our work and tasks and receiving refreshment for our work and tasks. Self-care can often become a competition with others or within ourselves, while the purpose of soul care is about receiving care and wisdom from God and coming to know God more closely. Focusing on soul care directs our attention, even in the moment, back to God, in whom we find meaning and guidance for our work and rest. Soul care includes setting appropriate boundaries, learning to delegate or share tasks, having a personal support system, knowing the power in saying no to what we cannot or should not take on, and knowing the renewing power of personal prayer, reflection, and worship. As we move toward the season of Advent, may our focus on soul care include coming humbly to God with our weariness and burdens, and opening ourselves to the rest God through Christ can offer to our souls. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.